Well, we started hearing about this yesterday. We did not talk about it, but the report came out about the death of someone at GM's Orion Township plant. Now, it's a death is a death is a death, but this was not a situation between two GM employees. In fact, it was a situation between two people who were not employed by GM, but employed by a contractor who was involved in the constant cleaning of the factory. And apparently an argument over money led to the death of this contractor, this contracted employee, inside the General Motors Orion Township assembly plant yesterday. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson says the victim apparently had problems in the past, but was said to be turning his life around. Lloyd, welcome back this morning. Happy Friday to you with an unhappy story.
Good morning, Paul W. That is correct. This incident happened around 1:30 yesterday morning at the General Motors Orion Township Assembly Plant. Oakland County Sheriff's deputies were called about a man down in the plant. When they got there, they saw 49-year-old Greg Robertson unconscious and bleeding from the head. Deputies say he had been hit with a blunt object. They performed CPR on Robertson, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Deputies arrested a 48-year-old co-worker of Robertson's. He's expected to be arraigned on a murder charge sometime today. Colette Robertson, who's Greg's wife, said she asked witnesses what happened, and they told her Greg told the co-worker he forgot the $20 he owed him, and the co-worker got angry. She spoke with Channel 7.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's $500. This is what we're coming to?
Mrs. Robertson says her husband had served time in the past, but in the last 2 years, he was making up time with his family and grandchildren. He worked for the past 7 months overnights for a company contracted to clean up the Orion Township GM plant. That job allowed him to move his family from an apartment to a home in Pontiac, and neighbors say he was proud of the accomplishment that honest work helped him achieve. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard says you now have two families that have been devastated by a disagreement.
Why? For something as trivial as a disagreement between two individuals? Walk away.
Colette Robertson says one thing she does know for sure, they loved each other unconditionally. Now, a GoFundMe page has been set up under Service for Greg Robertson. That's to raise money for funeral expenses. Once again, that 48-year-old co-worker Paul W. suspected in the killing of Robertson is expected to be arraigned sometime today, maybe as early as this morning.
It's just, I mean, it is just an extension of the sign of the times.
Mm-hmm.
But how you could even think of elevating violence to the point of killing someone over a $20 debt. Now, I know it's happened more and more now for even smaller reasons. Mm-hmm. Somebody looked at them wrong. Somebody in their minds disrespected them. But it is just a sign of the times on how violent people can be. Some people can be.
Yeah.
And it's frightening. And it's why when you're out there and something happens on the road and the person in another car becomes infuriated with you, and you may not even know why. It's happened to me. Don't even know why. You cannot make eye contact and engage with those people because you don't know who those people are or how sick they are. Just another little life lesson that I wish we didn't have to learn, Lloyd.
I know, Paul W., and like you said, you know, over $20, and sometimes it's even you know, more trivial than that. I mean, it's a different time out here, Paul W. Police, you know, yesterday they were on a chase in Southwest Detroit. They were trying to pull over a driver, I guess, for having some improper plates and stuff. But the driver decided he's going to take off, and, you know, they didn't even pursue. They said, okay, we're not going to pursue this guy, you know. But somebody rolled down the rear window and started shooting at the police.
Oh my.
So they had to take off. They had to go after him.
That's really stupid. I mean, that's just stupid.
Oh, man.
Not just wrong, but yeah. Really stupid. Unless they have this thing about that we've heard about for years, death by cop, that they just didn't want to keep living, which is also sad that there are people out there that don't apparently want to keep living and choose other creative ways to stop living, which unfortunately drags sometimes our fine police officers into doing something they do not want to do. Because believe it or not, no matter what the radicals want you to believe, there isn't a cop around who wakes up in the morning and goes, boy, I hope I get to shoot someone today.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, two of the suspects were minors. I think the driver was 14. There was an adult in the car. The adult, they believe, was responsible for the shooting. They went through Detroit, Dearborn, Lincoln Park, Allen Park, and Michigan State Police joined in and stopped this chase around 10 o'clock on the Southfield Freeway. You know, they used that pit maneuver to disable the car. Suspects jumped out of the car. They tried to run away, but police got them. So
the police are always going to get you. It may take time. It may take a day or two, but pretty much generally speaking, they're going to get you. Period. Sean, your dad was a cop.
They'll get you.
They're going to get you.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, all right, yep. Lloyd, let's move on to something not quite so bad. Let's see. They're going to President Trump is not going to oppose the release of a search warrant. We're going to talk to Mike Rogers about that in a moment. Some other issues with Mike. The best. Here's one. Have you ever been to Walt Disney World?
Yes.
All right, let me ask. Ann, you've been to Walt Disney World. We worked for Disney for a time. We actually used to broadcast from Disney many, many times on my various shows. And once we were owned by Disney, we broadcast from them far less. Did anyone remember that?
Mm-hmm, you're right, Paul.
It was like...
Not sure why. But
it was all right. It was all turned over to Steve Stewart, our beloved program director at the time. And I used to go in and say, Steve, I used to broadcast from Disney at least once a year. Now we're owned by Disney and we haven't been there. What's going on? Anyway, whatever it was, I don't know. Brian, you've been to Walt Disney World?
Oh, yeah.
And Sean?
Multiple.
What's that?
Many times. He said multiple.
Oh, yeah. Multiple. I couldn't tell where it was coming from. All right. And I'm looking at you. But we are, in a sense, let's face it, we are blessed to be able to go to Disney because it's really expensive now. I understand.
It was really expensive then.
Well,
it was.
When we were
owned by Disney, we got in free.
But the truth is, even when we weren't owned by Disney because we were in the media and they were asking us to come and broadcast, I was there, I think, when Epcot Center started, which might have been 1971 or something like that. I was there broadcasting. So I hate to say this, and I'm not bragging, but I've never paid to go into Walt Disney World. It just occurred to me. But I know it's very expensive and very tough for families, and they take time to be able to go there. But here's the story that I talked about briefly yesterday, put in my column for this Monday in the Detroit News. Back in the 70s, I rode on that Disney attraction, and I forgive me for this because even just bringing it up can cause problems. But I rode on that It's a Small World After All. And I realized after a couple of minutes, I couldn't shake the song. And then I compared notes with other people, and they couldn't shake the song. After just going through once that took like 3 minutes, they couldn't get the song out of their head. Recently, due to a malfunction, people were stuck on that ride for over an hour. I think it's safe to say they will never be the same. 744 at 760 WJR.